With the Thoroughbred racing meet at Saratoga Racecourse winding down amid a series of news stories about the number of horses injured or killed at the track, the New York State Gaming Commission held a discussion Tuesday focused on responsible aftercare for horses. Leaders of aftercare organizations brainstormed ways to keep track of horses whose racing days are done. Gaming Commissioner Peter Muschietti greeted the group of participants that included representatives of several aftercare organizations.
That's one of the things we need to do before we can fully determine what the best way is to channel whatever we can to you folks, because we've got to figure out what the need is.
According to a research project undertaken by the Gaming Commission, there are 3,894 New York-bred thoroughbreds active between 2010 and 2012 that are no longer racing. Of that number, 1,871 horses, or about 48%, have been located. Three were confirmed to have been sold at auction, 356 were deceased, and 1,512 were retired in some shape or form. Ron Okram is acting executive director of the New York State Gaming Commission.
We will continue to try to locate these New York bred horses. However, the fact that the 2 years we have only found about half of the horses speaks volumes about the challenges of definitely stating just how many retired racehorses there are out there.
Ideas floated at the meeting included entering health certificates into a database and developing a sort of racehorse passport. While commenting on the possibility of scanning microchips in each horse and entering that info into a database, Dr. Scott Palmer, the Gaming Commission's equine medical director, said that the cheapest and most efficient way to go about any database project would be to go big.
It's got to be big because these horses go everywhere. You know, and so without a database, it's going to include all states, for example, or all racing states, we're still going to lose horses.
A common thread was brought up several times during the discussion that stretched on over an hour and a half. Money. Stacy Clark is with Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance.
The basic problem we have, and it comes always up, you know, but then there's this discussion, not variable. It comes down to funding.
Just one retired racehorse can cost thousands of dollars a year in care. Less scrupulous owners have even sent champion horses to the slaughterhouse. In addition to the efforts to better track New York-bred horses, last year the commission produced a film to draw attention to the importance of aftercare in the state. The film is required viewing for any owner, trainer, or assistant trainer seeking licensure or renewal in New York. For a link to the full meeting and more stories about horse racing, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.